Greetings, and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength coaching and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. And our world-famous blog can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Today we're going to look at adversity, or discuss adversity. I'd like to preframe this with adversity is simply a label we put onto an event. All events are neutral. It's what we project onto them or call them that actually create the event. The event itself is happening, but how we describe that event actually creates it in our neurology and how we respond to that. So if we label an event an adventure, we're going to respond to it different. If we label it a challenge, we're going to respond to it differently. And if we label an event an adversity, we're going to label that, or we're going to respond to that differently. So first, I would recommend, before we start labeling things as an adversity, that we look at it at really what it is, and maybe perhaps look at a better label. But we'll just go with adversity for this topic, because this is basically based on a mental strength tip number 12, that adversity is essential for personal success. And when we declare something, that we are a specific type of person, or we are going to go after something, that in order for us to fulfill that and live into it, we have to have an almost equal or opposite event for us to be able to demonstrate what we're doing. For instance, if we say we're going to go for a hike up a specific mountain, great. Well, if we sit here and do nothing, we're not going to hit any adversity to it. But as we climb up there, we may get higher altitude, we may hit some rocks, some boulders. So we need that to demonstrate that we are on our way. If we tell people that we are a calm and relaxed person, we will be faced with an extraordinary event that will test our calm person. Because anybody can be a calm person when everything is going well, but we need an almost equal and opposite event so that we can demonstrate that. And this is kind of also at the heart of adversity. Whatever we say we are, we will need an opposite to it, which is an adversity, so that we can live into who we say we are and what we want and where we're headed. But the other part of adversity is that it's almost as if it's a weight. And when you look at physical strength, you have to go and lift. You have to do something adversity in a way to actually build that strength. If you don't use a muscle, it atrophies. If you don't use your mental strength, it's going to atrophy. So adversity is essential for your personal growth, for developing the mental strength, and for helping solidify your declaration of who you are and what you want to the world. So as opposed to looking at adversity as holding you back or making excuses for why you're doing something, you can look at adversity as a reason to underline who you are, who you're growing into, and what you want. When you can really embrace adversity and just label it differently as a challenge, as an adventure, as curiosity. I wonder how this is going to help me grow as a person. I wonder how this is going to help me achieve my goal. I wonder how this is going to... And start looking at things from a curiosity perspective. You'll start to live into that. So your personal mental strength circle will grow, your comfort zone. You know, we've all heard about a comfort zone. Well, adversity is outside that comfort zone. And when you can continually embrace that adversity till it's no longer an adversity, you've grown into it, your comfort zone has grown. That comfort zone could also be looked at as your personal growth zone or other aspects. But what's important is that you have to have this adversity in your life in order to grow. And I know that, you know, the law of attraction says things are supposed to be easy and we attract what we want and you sit around. But here's the thing is when we want things to be easy, most of us want things to be easy because we don't want them to be tough. And what do we manifest is more tough situations. So in a way, the law of attraction is working absolutely perfectly because you want things to be easy because you really don't want them to be tough. And here's the great part is that circle, there's always growth cycles in nature. There's these spurts of growth and then rest, spurts of growth and rest, spurts of growth and rest. And it's the same with us and our mental strength and our personal growth. When we have these adversities, we'll grow. And then we'll have this rest period to acclimate to that new growth area. That's where that law of attraction really brings into us all the great things that we're growing into because we have grown into that goal that we want. The goal hasn't moved, it's still there. We have grown to encompass it now in us, and all of a sudden we go, oh, here it is, here's this goal, here's this person I've been wanting to be, here's this, because of our circle has grown to encompass it. The goal is still there, or it was still, it's a fixed position, but we have grown to encompass it. When we do that, we then are able to take a respite, a rest, enjoy the fruits of our labor, enjoy that autumn part where we do the harvest, and then we set new goals, new personal growths, and we say, this is going to be beyond my reach, is beyond my reach, so I will have to grow into it. And then we'll grow again. We'll have that adversities, we'll have those challenges so that we can grow, and then we'll encompass that new goal and assimilate that as to who we are. And you can see how this goes, right? So when you look at adversity, instead of resisting, it's not the adversity that is a problem. It's resisting the adversity that's the problem, or that causes the pain, I should say, not the problem. But it's the resistance to what is that causes the pain. So with adversity, when we look at it and say, wow, this is really going to help me strong, mentally strong. This is going to help me do personal growth. This is going to help me get closer to my goal. This is going to help me. Think of all the ways that specific adversity is going to help you. And again, how you label an event doesn't describe it. It creates it. So either if you use the word adversity, come up with a different internal representation and just see your circle growing, or change the word adversity to another, a learnings, a challenge, an opportunity, or whatever it may be. I know opportunity has been used a lot and it may not be appropriate right now, but take a look at changing it. But the key here is that everybody who has been successful in their field, whether it's an athlete, whether it's a CEO, whether it's a salesperson, has gone through a level of adversity to grow to who they are. So if you're trying to avoid adversity, you're actually focusing on it, so you're going to get more of it. But if you don't want it, you're not going to know what to do with it when you get it. So by looking at ways to grow, to move towards something, to move towards your goal, the adversity is going to help you stretch yourself into that goal. I hope all that makes sense. It's just when you start looking at how powerful adversity and challenges can be in your life, you're going to bless them every time you get them. And what's funny is the more you bless them, the more you appreciate them, the less they show up as adversities and the more they show up as growth. And when you look at growth, it's a wonderful thing because either you're growing or you're dying. In nature, there's no middle ground. You're either growing or dying. As you're growing all the time, you're going to be blessed with a lot of more of what you are looking for. And so with that, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it.